A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulaju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samonde UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditations and discussion, we're considering the Word of God from the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. Luke, chapter number 5, from verse 1 through to verse number 7. The Bible says, "So it was, as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret, and saw two boats standing by the lake. But the fishermen had gone from them, and were washing their nets. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitude from the boat. When he had done speaking, he said to Simon, 'Launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a catch.' But Simon answered and said to him, 'Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net.' And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink." May the Lord bless the hearing of and the reading of his word in the precious name of Jesus. I'm speaking this morning on profit to dead business. Profit to dead business. Is your business dead, or is nothing working in your hand? You are the one that the Lord Jesus Christ has in mind this morning. Simon Peter's business was dead. Nothing worked in his hand. Peter came out to do business, and according to his own words, he toiled all the night. That was the best time to catch fish, but he toiled. The time that he was supposed to be catching or making profit, he was catching nothing. He was toiling and recording no success, recording no profit. He said, "We have toiled all the night." And of course, Simon, giving up all hope, according to the scriptures, himself and his partner were washing their nets. But Jesus stepped in, the presence of God. The presence of God causes dead businesses to come back to life. And this morning, I am asking for a release of the presence of the Lord upon your business, that every dead business may come back to life in the name of Jesus. If nothing has been working in your hand, nothing has been working, that ends today. From this moment forward, things will begin to work in your hands, and nothing will die in your hands because of the presence of God. Now, let's look at this word critically and find out what are the secrets, what are the keys that brings back dead businesses to life. We're going to look at the life of Peter and see those things that brought his dead business back to life. Number one, the word of God. Jesus was teaching. People gathered to hear. Although Simon was washing his net, yet he still gave attention to the word of Jesus. When Jesus entered his boat and asked him to put out a little from land, Simon paid attention to the words of Jesus, and he did as instructed. He paid attention. Do you pay attention to the word of God? That is a major secret to success, and that is where there is life. In the word of God is life. Jesus said, "It is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. And the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life." The words of Jesus are words of life. They are spirit and they are life. The word of Jesus are quickening words. They quicken dead things. So Simon's business was dead, but he listened to the word of the Lord that says, "Let me use your boat." Secondly, he listened to the instruction of Jesus, launch out into the deep, although he had his own reservations, but he still obeyed. Obedience is therefore the second key to bringing dead businesses back to life. Obey the word of God. I do not know the instruction that God gave to you on Sunday or yesterday or this morning. I do not know the instruction you received last month or last year that you have not obeyed. God's blessings does not come upon a man beyond this last act of obedience. Go and obey the instructions if you want to see results. Simon said, nevertheless, at thy word I will. Go and do the word of God. And that is what will bring life to whatever may be dead in your hands or in your business. And when Simon obeyed, the Bible says he caught a great multitude of fish. The attitude of Simon was also very positive. Some other people will be edgy and be touchy because they have caught nothing, but not Simon. He was positive in his attitude to Christ. He was positive in his approach. So he approached the master positively, and then he obeyed the will of the master. The presence of Christ Jesus above all is the greatest secret to bring back dead businesses to life. And this morning, the Lord is bringing whatever may be dead in your life and in your business back to life. Every business owner listening to me at this very moment, the word of God is that that business that is dead is coming back to life. Whatever may be dead in that business is coming back to life. That is all that I heard from God this morning. I am bringing dead businesses back to life. I am bringing profit to dead businesses. Although that business might have been dead, but God is bringing profit into that business as he did for Simon. There was profit for Simon. As a matter of fact, the Bible says they enclosed a great multitude of fish so that their nets began to break. The Bible also says that they beckoned unto their partners from the other boats to come and help them. And the two boats were filled with fish and they began to sink. So get ready for a net-breaking miracle this week. Get ready for a boat-sinking miracle. So net-breaking and boat-sinking miracle are coming your way. A blessing, a profit that you will not be able to finish alone is coming your way in the precious name of Jesus. This is the word of the Lord this morning. I am bringing life. I am bringing profit to dead businesses. I am bringing profit to dead hands. Maybe your hands are dead and nothing is working in those hands. Maybe nothing has worked in your hands this year. Maybe everything you laid your hands upon has not produced results. Things have not worked in your hands. Rather, things have died in your hands. That is coming to an end because the impartation for life, for profit, is entering into your hands right now as the word of God is coming to you. Ezekiel said in chapter 2 and verse number 2 of the book of Ezekiel, the Spirit entered into me as he spake unto me, and he set me upon my feet. The spirit of profit is entering into your hands right now, causing you to prosper this week. Today and this week, you will see profit in all that you do. And the Lord will give you a sign. Prosperity, profit are entering into these hands of yours today in the precious name of Jesus. I believe this because God said it, and God will make it good by the power of his Spirit. Your hands shall make profit. God will teach your hands to profit, and will teach your fingers to war. Your hands will record great profit this week in the precious name of Jesus. Do not forget, God is bringing profit to dead businesses or to dead hands. Profit is your portion in Jesus' precious name. Let us pray. I'd like you to declare, let the life of God enter into my hands and all that I do this week. Let the life of God, the breath of God for profit, enter into my business, enter into my endeavors and activities this week for profit in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray. I decree in the name of Jesus that the breath of the Almighty for profit will enter into my business, into my hands and all my endeavors this week. Let the breath of the Almighty enter into my endeavors. Let the life of God enter into my business in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray. I command everything dead in my business to come back to life now. Everything dead in my business to begin to record profit, to come alive and record profit. My business, receive the life of God and make profit this week in the name of Jesus. My business, I command you to receive the life of God and make profit in the precious name of Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name, I'd like you to pray. Father, let me record profit wherever I turn to this week. Let me record profit and let nothing die in my hands in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that this week I will record profit. Let me record profit this week. Wherever I turn to, let there be profit for me and let nothing die in my hands. Empower my hands for profit. Teach my hands to profit. Teach my hands to prosper in the precious name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, I'd like you to pray and ask God for a miracle you won't be able to finish. Father, give me this week a miracle, a blessing that I cannot finish alone in the name of Jesus. I ask, oh God, that you will give me a blessing, give me a miracle that I cannot finish alone as you did for Peter. Peter could not finish it alone. Give me a miracle that I cannot finish alone in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, I pray that the life of God will enter into that debt business. That debt business begin to record profit now. I decree profit to every debt business, every debt hand, every hand that has not produced results since the year started. I decree this week profit upon those hands, that your hands will produce profit, will produce results to the glory of the Lord. I decree that nothing dies in your hands from this moment forward, that things prosper in your hands. I command your business to come back to life. I release the Zoe of God, the life of God, the breath of the Almighty into your business and into all that you do. And I declare that this week will be your best week so far by reason of the profits that you will record. The Lord will make this a week of profiting for you in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us later this evening for our Ezra project, our Bible study. Join us at 5:30 p.m. at the Light Cathedral. You may wish to join that meeting on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. For your comment, your counseling needs or testimonies, get in touch with me through this number 080-2323-2474. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious day and the Lord bless you.